The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil, and I'm excited about the topic. DIY is a great topic. I think people want to do more for less, especially in this economy. And, you know, it's also very empowering.
Yeah, that's what my wife keeps telling me. You'll feel empowered.
Go with that garage and feel empowered, Gil.
There you go.
Go fix
the
something.
Thing is, though, and we really need to make this clear, you need to steer clear of jobs that will end up costing you more in the long run because you really shouldn't be doing them in the first place.
You know, that's absolutely true. That's a great point. And, you know, sometimes that means knowing your own limitations, right? There are more than 100,000 people who injure themselves each year doing home improvement jobs. So when you add your medical bills to your DIY budget, you know, you end up spending the same or more than if you hired a pro.
Right. And that's where I would like to invite the segment to end as far as my wife's listening is concerned. But we plow on because doing it yourself is really a good deal for people, especially in terms of saving money and the empowerment. How do you decide, though, whether to use a pro or do it yourself?
Okay, so I'm here to help on that one. For the most savings and for your safety, you're best putting your DIY energy into routine maintenance. And there's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, routine maintenance is repetitive. So you're learning over time as you do these things. Your skills are improving at the various tasks. And also because they're repetitive, your savings are growing over time. So routine maintenance is a great way to start. Also, seasonal home maintenance is ideal work for the weekend warrior because you can tackle these jobs when your schedule permits, and they're also repetitive. You know, the seasons come around every year, so.
All right. So give me some examples of some of the things that we're talking about. This is sort of a honey-do list, but let me know what they are.
Okay. Well, these are definitely on my honey's do list. Snow removal, pruning shrubs, washing windows. But with that one, you want to be careful on a ladder if you've got some high windows. Sealing decks, painting fences, fertilizing lawns, replacing air conditioner filters, and our favorite, cleaning gutters.
All right. Now, gutter cleaning, you mentioned ladders. That could be risky on a ladder, right?
That's true. So unless you're comfortable on a ladder, you might want to have someone clean your gutters for you. Ladders taller than 6 feet are the ones that tend to be the most dangerous for weekend warriors. You have the farthest to fall if you fall off of one of those. And while we're talking about the risks and dangers related to DIY projects, you also want to be very careful with power saws or electrical work. You really want to be careful about that. So be careful. In fact, it's best to hire a professional when you're talking about either tall ladders, power saws, or the other dangerous one, electrical work.
What about larger home improvement projects?
Well, you could consider being your own general contractor for those. And that means you'll be the one who hires, schedules, and pays the carpenters, plumbers, and other tradesmen you need for yourself. You'll save about 10 or 20% of the job cost that way, which is a contractor's typical fee. It's probably worth your time and money if it's a relatively small job that requires only two or three subcontractors, and if you have good relationships with top quality professionals in those fields.
Okay, so that's when it's going to pay off. When doesn't it pay off?
So when you don't have an established network of reliable workers that can take a lot of time to find them and vet them. So, you know, if you don't have that, it may not pay off. Also, if you don't have the time to supervise the workers, and if you don't have some construction experience that would allow you to spot problems, or the skill to negotiate disputes between subcontractors. So HouseLogic has a lot of content on working with contractors on everything from ensuring rock-solid contracts to dealing with shoddy contractors. So you might want to check out HouseLogic.com, look that over before you decide if you want to be your own general contractor.
Where are the big, really big cost savings come from in doing it yourself?
Well, you could do some of the labor on some big aspects of an overall project that you've hired a contractor to do. And that can save you hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars. For instance, if you're redoing your kitchen, you might be the one who tears out the kitchen cabinets and appliances before the contractors get started. And that could save you, maybe about $800 off the cost of your remodel. But make sure you negotiate cost savings with your contractor before you sign on the dotted line. You don't want to wait until he shows up with his crew and say, hey, you know, I decided to tear out the kitchen cabinets. How much am I going to save? That should all be a front-end conversation with your contractor.
Oh, God, I love demoing. I just love tearing cabinets up. It's, you know, it really is the most fun. And it's really just kind of fun to do that part yourself.
Yeah, it can be very cathartic. So the beginning of a construction job particularly requires special skills, framing walls, installing plumbing, running wires. But the finishing touches can be very DIY friendly. So, for example, if you've had your basement remodeled, you could do the paint job on it, and you could save hundreds of dollars that way. The real question you have to ask yourself is, do you have the patience and experience to do things like set tile, lay flooring, paint walls, install trim? Those are a lot of the kind of finishing things. Or do you have a friend who has this experience and can help you? These are all good DIY jobs. Just keep in mind that the finishing touches are also the most visible work. So if something is misaligned or dented or crooked, it's on you. So you want to make sure you have a steady hand when you're doing your finishing work and some experience or an experienced friend. There's more on DIY, a lot more on DIY, if you search houselogic.com.
Yeah, I had a friend over with a couple of beers, and we painted a basement of a house I had.
How'd that turn out for you?
It looked like it was done by guys with a couple of cases of beers, actually. But, you know, it was the basement. It was the basement. It's not like people are going to see it. It was hidden by the washer and dryer. It's a fine thing. Pamela Gertz-Kabati from HouseLogic.com. Thank you, as always.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.